You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, Vieira, FM 102.3. Is it true?
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Yes.
In Thursday. Oh, we have such a beautiful week here. We're having such a beautiful week and such an awesome teaching. Teaching revelation. Revelation, knowledge, understanding. We are teaching. The three things that we believe at Celebration, where we live by, we apply those principles to our life, is faith, understanding, and excellence. Those three. Faith, bring the understanding, how faith work, produce excellence around us. Faith, understanding, excellent. And in this week, we are applying faith with what? Understanding, which will produce excellent work. Go ahead, Diane, this morning. I'm so fired up.
For the last 2 weeks, we've been looking at the 8 steps into your 11th hour breakthrough. So step number 1, to recap, is do not give up and walk away from your desire. Do not give up and walk away from your desire. Number 2, activate an earthquake praise. When we lift our praises unto God, when we let the praisers go first, when praise goes forth, it brings forth breakthrough. Number 3, prayer and fasting. Number 4, employ the mystery of thanksgiving. Number 5, use your faith. And number 6, where we've been most of this week, is find relevant scriptures and declare them. Find relevant scriptures and declare them. Number 7, declare the blood of Jesus. And number 8, employ the mystery of sacrifice.
Okay. And this week we're staying with 5 and 6. And we will end this week with 5 and 6. That you understand that how faith what? Work. Faith is not some mystical stuff. Faith is real. Faith is tangible. Faith, when you understand it, you see the result of faith. And it's very, very simple. Yet, it can delude so many of us. We think faith is so hard. I don't have no faith.
But really? Everybody has faith.
We all have faith. Faith is the substance of the thing that you are hoping for. The evidence of the things that is not yet what? Visible in this realm. It's there ready. So it's the eyes of faith that you're going to use to bring it into visible. Verse 3 tells you how it worked. By this we understand that the world was framed by faith. And that faith was in what? What the word says. By the word of God. The world was framed by what? The word of God. So that the things which is now visible were not made from visible material. That thing was not a copy of what was here already. It's brand new. And I said earlier this week, Diane, that God don't want us to be a competitor. He wants us to be a creator. In my book, Make Life Work, it says, be a what? Creator. When you create, you don't have to what? Compete. And it says, he who sees it first always receive a great reward. He who sees it next pay a great price. So it's the ability to see first. I want to see it what?
First.
Not seeing it after it is now here, and then I have to compete with this guy. I'm going to be in the same thing, and I have to compete, and then we're fighting against each other. Because all things is made from one original source. It's made from one original source, boy. I got it. From one original source. And that's why we say, declare it. Go find it and declare it. Give it a what?
Name. Name.
So when we say declare it, I love that. Because sometimes we misunderstood because of all the religious jargon that we use. Oh, those are fanatic people. So we just say, give it a name. Just give it a name. You give it a name, it will take what? Form.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Well, the name will take form.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please him.
I'm going
to
talk about that. Go ahead. Because that's I studied that.
For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Yeah.
Because when we are operating in faith, when we're diligently seeking God, then we are right there on the winning team.
Yeah.
Because we're with him.
Yeah.
And he is a winner.
Yeah.
His ideas are winning. Mm. The ideas of God are winning.
You know, I read that verse so many times, Diane. Verse 6. We enjoyed teaching this week. That verse 6, I'm going to shed some light because I got light through the Holy Spirit. Without faith, it is what? Impossible to please God. Without faith. Something, what's it mean there? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So in order for me to please God, I have to utilize what? Faith. It's simple. You can't go around it. Oh. Why that scripture, that phrase was there. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Who? Verse 3, Diane. Verse 3 is the key. By faith, we understood that the word was what?
Framed
by the word of God. Okay? Huh. When we use that faith, God is who that is what? Working in us, through us, manifesting himself within the world. So when we continue to give frameless substance that is invisible, frame, who gets all that? It's for who? Not for my glory. It's for the glory of God. When you bring that thing in.
For reality, his purpose.
It's not for my glory. It's not to make me look good. God takes pleasure. God gets pleasure out of that. God gets pleasure when we can demonstrate his glory in the earth realm. When we can demonstrate who God is in the earth realm. Notice Jesus. Jesus demonstrated what? The glory of God. Where? In the earth realm. And that's why the voice from heaven says, this is my beloved son in whom I am what?
Well
pleased. That's it.
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 and 7. For it is the
God
who commanded light to shine out of darkness,
come on, Jesus,
who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us.
Us.
So as we go back through and break it down, for it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness.
It is a God that is working in us.
Who has shown in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So his illuminating light shines through us. And it's to magnify Jesus. The glory of God shineth through you to magnify Jesus.
Not to magnify you, is to magnify him.
Because you are the vessel.
Yeah.
You are the one who the world sees. They see you, the vessel.
Yeah.
But the great treasure, the illuminating light that shines through you, is of God. So the fuel that is within you that is causing you to shine is that of God. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. So that problem-solving ability that you have that was given to you by God is to glorify God. So when people want to come tell you how great you are, you tell them how great God is. And it's the God in you that enabled you to be able to do that, to know that.
I love that. It's the God that worketh in you. It's the God that worketh in you to show forth his magnificent power and his creative act. Is a God that worketh in you, through you, to demonstrate his power. So now, in order for that to happen, it is only going to happen by what? Faith. Because God, those things, those substance are invisible. And you only they only become visible through the eyes of what? Faith.
Because you're not going to do it without faith.
No, you can't.
So if God releases to you a great exploit, it's going to take faith to do it. Why? Because you can't see it yet in the physical. It's unseen in the physical.
Yeah.
It's coming from the place of the invisible. It's in the place of your creative imagination where God has given you that exploit, but nobody else can see it yet.
Yeah.
And too often we're telling people who can't see it, and we're allowing those people to discourage us because they can't see it, or we're allowing them to change the original design of what God gave us because they can't see it.
Right.
But the reason they can't see it is because it's not for them to see yet.
Right.
They'll see it once you develop it to the point of which God has shown you, then they will see it and it will be undisputable.
That's right. When you see it, he says, when did he say to Jeremiah he's going to perform his work? He waited until Jeremiah sees it.
Sees right.
Yes, before. Hallelujah. Somebody got to get this here. Somebody got to get it. Yeah.
You have seen well, for I am ready to perform my word. You have seen well, and now I'm ready. When you see it clearly, why do you think the Bible says write down the vision and make it clear so those who see it can run with it? It has to become clear.
Yeah.
As you're beginning to write it down, the Holy Spirit and you are going to have a little talk about the questions that you have along the way when you're writing it down. We have to get past just the idea and begin to write the working plan, the vision. Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
And your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM, WMIE.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast,